the pot hot, in the issues of Bishul. So until now, we've been discussing, Chofetz Chaim says this in the introduction, I think we talked about this, there's a machlokas in Gemara between Chananya and the Chachamim, about how do we do two things on Shabbos. One is, how do we cook something on Shabbos? Again, you can't cook on Shabbos, but what one part of the discussion is shehiyah. Shehiyah, again, is I put the food on before Shabbos. I'm shoah, I let it wait. In other words, I'm slow. It's what we call like crock pot cooking, but it doesn't necessarily have to have a crock pot. In other words, you put the food uncooked on a fire before Shabbos, on Friday, and you let it sit there. It's going to sit there for hours, and it'll cook, and then sooner or later, sometime in Shabbos, you'll take it off, cook, serve it on Shabbos, right? We're supposed to have food on Shabbos, so for a different discussion. That's one thing. That's called shehiyah. The other issue is chazara. Chazara not only means reviewing, but returning. In other words, that I take some food off the fire on Shabbos. However, I accomplish that before Shabbos. Now I want to return it to the fire on Shabbos. So how do I do that? So now we're discussing shehiyah. We'll also talk about chazara too. But the first opinion is the Rabbanan, and they say that if you have a fire, so we're scared you're going to play with the fire and you're going to be over the Isra of Havara, so therefore you cannot put food on the fire before Shabbos, Shehiyah, to be Shoed, to put on the fire before Shabbos, because we're scared maybe you'll come and fool around with the fire. So how do we take care of that problem? One of two things, either the food has to be so cooked that more cooking will make it bad, so therefore I won't play with the fire because then the fire will flame up and it'll ruin my food. Other possibility is garfut katum, especially katum is what we call black. You put something over the fire to diminish its heat and therefore we're not scared. It's showing, you're demonstrating that you're not interested in the fire being so high, and therefore that would also be a way to accomplish that. I could put the food on the fire before Shabbos, and that's what we call a black. Okay, so we had a little discussion about how does that diminish the fire. If it's metal, leave it. Not for now. Now, for today, we get up to the second opinion. And that is on page 42, the second line and the second opinion. Yesh Yomer. V'yesh Yomer. Here's Chananya. Shekohat nishini spashel kemachal ben drosoi. Second opinion says, as long as the food was cooked, kemachal ben drosoi, like the food of ben drosoi. You heard of bin Laden? This is ben drosoi. So the Ramah explains, perish. What's a machol ben drosoi? Perish. Shame Adam, it's the name of a person, shahaya ocha machol o shaluni spashal kol tzarko. There's a person who ate his food when it wasn't completely cooked. You can ask Ms. Friedman. We talked about this in Beis Akko today. Ben drosoi was a bad guy. And he was also the originator of, oh, this is why I say, this is my spin on it. He was the originator of fast food. Meaning, we all know that certain bad people, we know this is true. They thought this was true with bin Laden, then they found that it wasn't. But the suspicion was, and there's other people, that bad guys, they're so wanted that they don't sleep in the same place two nights in a row, right? They have to constantly be on the move. So Ben Drosoi was sort of like that. He was a bad guy, and he had to constantly be on the move. And he was so wary about his whereabouts that he wouldn't even hang around too long to cook food completely. That's what I call fast food. So he used to cook his food partially and eat it and be on his way. So that's why it's the original fast food. So so the Mishnah Berurah explains, a very important Mishnah Berurah, there's a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos, how cooked did Ben Drosoi get the food? How fast was that food? One opinion is half cooked, one opinion is a third cooked. Now the Chazon Ish says we go by time. Like, I'm not a cook. I stay away from the kitchen, unless we're talking about passing through to get something to eat. But, you know, like, so my wife says if I would cook, the whole house would be trafe. So that's an issue. And also everything would probably blow up. So again, I don't know what a third, or I wouldn't know anyways. But again, the Chazon Ish says we go by time. So in other words, you look at the direction, it says cook for, I don't know, half an hour. So again, you take a third or a half of that. And that would give you the cooking time, and that would give you Machab and Josai. Now we'll see how this plays out. A third or a half cooked. We'll see. I should tell you. So the Mishnah Berurah paskens that we in Sifu Reishon and Dalad, Sif Beis, we say that the Shulchan, we paskin a half cooked. But the Mishnah Berurah says if there's a need, you could be lenient to make it a third cooked. You'll see why that's a leniency. So now, back in the Machaber. So Machaber says, second opinion says that as long as it's Machal Ben Josoi cooked, third or half, or she's special called circle meets samik viyaglo, or it's completely cooked, even though some more cooking would help it, unlike what we said before. So then, either one of those things, if it's that much cooked, mutter l'shachos al-gav kira, you can put it on the fire. In other words, Friday, if it's that cooked, if your food is a half, a third cooked, you could take that food, even though it needs more cooking, you could put it on a fire. With nothing, an open fire. Open fire, no shtiklach, right? That's all. That's the second opinion. Rama says, I feel like I'll have a tanner. You could put in a tanner also. Second opinion says, I'm going to skip the parentheses. I feel husak b'kash of the gefes of asim. Even if it was husak, stoked, right? Even if it was fueled with gefes and asim, with good fuel, with wood. Even if it's wood fuel. And even if the fire is not covered or taken swept away, you have a real fire going there. You have a real fire going there. I'm putting the food on before Shabbos, and I'm going to let it sit there. Fine, you could do that. No blech, no nothing. Completely open flame with good fuel. So aren't we scared you're going to fool around with the fire? Answer is second opinion says no. Why? It's considered it's cooked already. It's cooked already. So why does the Mishnah say that you have to scrape out the coals or cover the coals? Why do we say you need a blech? The husak b'kashu gava ela keshe hitchili spashel v'lo yigil l'machol ben drosoi. That's talking about a case when I'm putting the food on before Shabbos. I'm going to slow cook it, but it didn't get to machol ben drosoi. Ben Laden wouldn't eat this. It's not cooked enough for him yet. He won't eat it. It's not cooked enough. It's less than a third cooked, or less than a half cooked. So then, according to the second opinion, you got to do something with that fire because we're scared. It's too immature. So we're scared. On Shabbos, you're going to play around with the fire to get it more cooked. The second opinion says, once it's machal ben drosoi cooked, you can put it on there with no shtiklach. Why Chazal say you do have to do something to that fire to protect yourself from doing something to the fire? Answer is, it's less than that. It's less cooked than that. And also, here we go. Or the other possibility, according to opinion number two, is if I want to return the fire, I want to turn the pot to the fire. In other words, it was on before Shabbos, and then Friday night, you know, every yeshiva has one, the Cholent Raiders, right? Some people are laughing. I think those were the culprits. The guys who sneak into the kitchen, a lot of people are laughing. Friday night, 2 o'clock in the morning, and they're starving, and they steal some chon. So now you got to cover your tracks, right? So you have to put the chon back on the fire. How are you going to do that? You can't cook. Answer is, we're going to learn how you do that. You have to know how to do it. But there's a way to do it besides physically. But here we see another thing is, according to the second opinion, is you cannot return that pot onto said fire that it was originally on unless there's a blech on it, katum, unless it's covered, even according to reason number two, opinion number two, I should say. Okay, we will stop here for tonight. And B'li Neder, we will continue with B'li Neder tomorrow night.